We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Strock going to join us right now. Stroker, I just want to say this before we get started. Joe told me this is year 37 of the charity stuff for you. Like, I mean, it's great what you're doing, but 37 years, that's a hell of an amount of time.
Stroke, there's guys that have been married five times in 37 years. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Actually, I know a few of those guys, too.
Hey, because it all happened because of the, yeah, the golf. That's right.
Thanks goodness I'm not one of them, okay?
Right.
But, yeah, it's 37 years. You know, to put this into perspective, first of all, good morning, guys. And, Zach, you need to really consider the people you're hanging out with.
I know.
Dan Marino's rookie year was 1983. That's the year we started this tournament.
Wow.
1983. Wow. A young lady who is a main helper right now. Actually, she's doing all the work. I'm just a voice. She was like 1 or 2 years old when we started this thing. So it's we've raised, you know, right around $4 million for Diabetes Research Institute. We it's a reasonable amount of money to play. We get a lot of repeat. We have a lot of people that have played every year. You know, the diabetes is one of the leading causes of death in the country. When you're talking about COVID, one of the symptoms they tell you, if you have this, make sure you get your shots. Diabetes. Okay, so it affects every organ in your body, and it's a very important. And I'm really proud of the fact that we kept it going for 37 years. And there were times where, you kind of wondered, you know, what you were doing. But I don't get paid very well to do it. I can tell you that much. And it's something I'm proud of, and we're going to do it as far as you know as I'm able to do it. Be honest with you.
Stroke, how do people that, so we can get more people out there and more people golfing, and I know it's October 6th, is that correct?
October 6th on Wednesday at 12 noon at the Miccosukee Golf and Country Club in Kendall.
Right. It is. Can people call, or what's the best way if somebody wants to come by themselves or bring a foursome or has a group?
The easy way to do it is they can Google the Don Strock Diabetes Golf Classic.
Okay.
The whole thing will come up. It'll say how to donate, how to get a foursome in, how to play individual player, everything. It has the trophies on it and all that kind of stuff. Or the Diabetes Research Institute website and just go to events, and it'll come up with a Don Strock Diabetes Golf Classic. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're the best, man. I just 37 years, Stroker. It's
impressive.
Incredible. When you sent me that text, and I was like, 37 years. Wow. And Bruce.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of guys playing it, too. As a matter of fact, you played it, Joe, years back. And Nat Moore plays in it. Dan Marino plays in it. Bob Brzezinski's playing in it this year. We've had A.J. Dewey. We've had, a variety of guys come and play in it. You know, John Offerdahl and Terry Kirby are playing in it this year. It's a good mix of people, and we have some great auction items that you're not going to get. I have a Tom Brady signed football. Okay, I got it from Bruce Arians, who was one of my teammates at Virginia Tech years ago, the head coach of Tampa Bay. So I called him up. We've been in contact, texting, whatever. And I said, "Well, how about a Tom Brady signed ball?" He says, "You got it, bro." You know, next thing I know, I got a signed Tom Brady ball. We're going to auction off, and somebody's going to. have a nice
that is.
Surprise.
I was going to say that is one hell of an item, because anything Tom Brady right now is smoking hot. Hey, Stroker, and it's fantastic. We got some other stuff to get to. So, yes, we saw Tua has fractured ribs. So, Zach asked me, he said, hey, man, have you ever seen anybody with the fractured ribs? The first guy I thought about, and we were talking about guys that took the needle, and back in the day of the needle, Dan Johnson playing at tight end with those and just in pain. Was that the worst you've ever seen? Dan Johnson's got to be one of the worst, right?
Well, it was bad when his toe turned black. You know, I mean, they shot it so much that it just turned colors, you know. And, you know, they're talking about how Tua's a fast healer. I've had, listen, trust me, from experience, I've had the cracked ribs and the bruised ribs and all that kind of stuff, you know. And they welcome you to the club, you know, you get to know the Kane brothers, you know, Xylo and Novo, you know. And they're going to say, no, that's not going to happen. Now, he's a fast healer. He'll be ready to go next week. Right. I doubt that very seriously. I mean, and why? Let me just ask a question of you guys, okay? You guys are knowledgeable about the game of football. Why would a quarterback play the game today without rib pads?
I have no idea.
Why in the world would you play a game with these guys as fast as they are, as strong as they are,
right,
and stand back there and take a hit with no chest pads on? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and you remember Dan going out there, he looked like RoboCop. You know, he had knee braces, big shoulder pads, you know, big rib pads, whatever. You know, he was going to be protected, you know, which you can't blame anybody in this day and age. But I think Jacoby Brissett will do fine. You know, he's been a starter before in the league. He understands. But I will say this now. They're going out and playing a Las Vegas Raiders team that is better than I've seen in a long time. You know, this is not a bad football team. Right. So playing out there, probably, you know, travel and all that kind of stuff with the COVID and all that kind of stuff is not going to be the easiest thing they've ever done. But, you know, they need a win. You know, it's – Joe, we've been together many years playing, whatever, and we've been through those 35-0 losses and, you know, you go back to work and all that kind of stuff and you rebound and – you forget about it after a day or two, and you go back to work. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Right after the game, everybody goes, have you ever been part of this one? And we all look and went, yep. they yeah, happened. Right. You're like, what, you think we won or we're in a tight ball game every week? I can remember New England just hammering us, and it's like it was getting worse, and it was like just like, oh, get this thing over. Yeah, so it happens to everybody, Stroker. You're right.
You're right. I mean, you know, in this day and age, anybody can beat anybody in the game. You know, they wanted equality, they got it. You know, so a lot of teams are close. You know, you go in to play a team, you go like, you know, you should beat this team, and they're looking. Don't look forward to the next week. Well, you look forward, you know, that's when you go backwards. You know, and that's very simple. I had a great conversation with Coach Arians at Tampa Bay. I said, you know, if you think they were after you guys last year, now that you're Super Bowl champs, you're going to get the best shot that everybody's got. No matter how bad or good their football team is, they're going to play that next notch up. Okay? And that's what you're going to have to – we did that. You remember that. When we went to the Super Bowl the next year, we were playing teams like, who are these guys?
That's right.
They're not the same. They're not the same guys I watched on film. They're playing like Superman today. You know, so it's a thing that you know, it's such a long season now for these guys too, 17 games, and everybody panics over one game. But you know, just tell the fans to slow down a little bit. You know, things will get back to normal, and they're a good football team. I like what Coach Flores is doing, and I think they have a bright future.
Let me ask you one Stroke, because you've seen every kind of offensive line possible. Should we be concerned about not guys getting beat physically? That's going to happen one-on-one, but not being able to pick up games and not seeing blitzes on the outside, and I guess more the mental mistakes than the physical. Is that a concern, or is that something you can fix pretty quickly from all your days as coaching and quarterbacking?
Well, one thing as a coach, the one thing you want is stability. You know, when you looked at the Dolphins teams back in the great years, you know, the center was Jim Langer, okay? The left guard was Cooch. You know, I mean, the right guard was Cooch. The left guard was Larry Little. You know, Norm Evans was a tackle. You know, Malty Moore was a tackle. They played together for 6, 7, 8 years, okay? The continuity, they know what each other was doing. What I'm seeing is now they're thinking about moving this guy from tackle to guard and this guy from guard to tackle. They're totally different positions, you know, as far as footwork and angles and the whole nine yards. So it's it kind of alarms me a little more than anything of changing guys around. Oh, we're going to start this guy this time at left guard instead of right tackle. You know, I mean, I can't comprehend that.
Me
as
neither.
A player and as a coach, you know.
Yeah, that's a big switch, by the way. When they came in, you're talking about Eichenberg, and they're going, well, he's a right tackle. Well, he's going to play left guard now. And you're like, whoa, man. That's blocking different kind of bodies right there.
And plus, I mean, it's different footwork. You know, I mean, there's footwork involved with zone blocking, you know, traps. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And the game of football now is blitz and pressure, you know, because it's a passing game. You know, the rules. You can't touch a receiver after 5 yards and they're running free down through the field. And if they can't get to the quarterback, then they're going to complete a lot of passes. So Buffalo had a great scheme for what the Dolphins were trying to do. And not converting on fourth downs. But the key was in the red zone, having four attempts and not scoring anything. You know, we'll label a loss in a quick way.
Yeah, no question. Hey, Stroke, I wanted to ask you too, because people out there love the stories of the. You just mentioned the Kane brothers, very popular with all of our teams. The Kane brothers were, he's not hurt that bad. We can take care of that at before the game and at halftime, and then he's on his own that night while he's in pain and stuff and can't do anything but drink cold beers and. Whatever else he needs to do. So let me ask you. I thought the Dan Johnson one, what's the worst one? We've seen guys line up for the needle, especially the later gets into the season. For me, the worst ever, John Geisler shooting that knee every week. What would be for you?
Well, I don't know if you can get worse than that. I mean, you remember where our lockers were in the Orange Bowl? As soon as you walked in the locker room, it was the quarterbacks, and I was the first one, and then it was Dan, and then Crash, you know, whatever, down the line. And we looked right into the training room.
God.
You know, we were sitting looking right in the training room. See, you know, Glenn Blackwood have a weight in his left arm with it pulling down so they could open the shoulder blade so they could stick a needle in there and deaden his shoulder so he could go play. Then the Dan Johnson escapades were like, you can't even watch that, you know. So, but John Geisler, this is what's amazing. Here's a guy who came into the locker room before the game on crutches. Came jogging out to be announced through the tunnel. Played the whole game and left the game on crutches. Now you tell me.
Good. You know, the whole season.
The whole season. Unbelievable. It was the most unbelievable act of courage I've ever seen, or being absolutely nuts, one of the two.
Right.
Take your choice, okay? But the guy played through it, and it was just unbelievable what respect we had for this guy. And obviously at this point he's had it replaced in the whole nine yards. But to go through it was that doesn't happen anymore. I can't imagine that happening anymore.
Way.
But
no way.
But they won't let it happen.
Right.
But it was, are you going to play today? And you go, if not, well, we'll just find somebody else. Okay, so
that's right.
It was you lose your job, and there were some comments often made like, well, we can't count on you. So if you're not going to take care of it for us, and you know, we'll look elsewhere. And I don't think it's that way anymore. They're more protected through the union and the whole nine yards.
Right.
But
hey,
there are some guys that, I mean, to be able to play, that's all they did it every week to play. And that was very tough to see.
Yeah. Which one of the Blackwood brothers got shot? What was it? Shot their nose? Numbed their broken nose?
We circled around
and my damn near passed out.
We were playing in Buffalo. And Lyle Blackwood made a tackle, and he broke his nose, came to the sideline, and blood was running down his nose, and it was crooked. So Dr. Virgin, the older Dr. Virgin, Dr. Herb Virgin.
We just say Dr. Hare or dead doctor, whichever way you want to go.
He sucked two tongue depressors in his nose, and pulled it sideways and shot him right between the eyes on the top of his nose and stuffed it with cotton and sent him back in. He didn't miss a play.
Guys are maniacs.
They didn't even have enough respect to do it off the field.
Get it right there.
God.
Get it right there.
Stroke, you guys are maniacs. What's wrong?
Good God. You have no idea.
Oh, my God.
You have no idea.
I thought smoking cigarettes in the locker room was big. This is just different. Stroke. Oh, my God.
Oh, Stroke.
I mean, we just sat there looking at it going like it was a natural thing to do.
Right. You know? That's the scary part. Oh, yeah, he's just getting his nose shot Stroke. Up. That's a big deal.
Oh, right. My God. Oh,
but, you know, they also had a time, too. It was like 15 minutes before he went out for the game, The line started, you know, outside of our locker. Our lockers are right there. You'd have four or five guys in line waiting to get their administered to, you know, when they went in. So it was pretty routine. It became routine. It's like nothing. You didn't even blink at it after a while. You know, it just happened, you know.
I got to tell you, you're fantastic, man. You are the best. Hey, you do have a great tournament. Again, it's October 6th. The Don Strock.
October 6th, and they can go online to the Don Strock Diabetes Golf Classic. It'll pop up. They can donate, or they can get a foursome, or they can play a single player, whatever. We would greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure all the people. Keep in mind, there are over 30 million people in the United States of America alone. Children and adults who have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, okay? I don't even know what the number would be in the world, but over 30 million in the United States is alarming enough, okay? So we're helping to find a cure. We've made progress. What we're doing has helped, and I'm looking forward to helping again this year.
Stroker, thank you, man.
Thanks, Don.
We'll pump this up
all right, guys,
between
enjoy
now and
it,
then.
And
appreciate
have a great
it,
day.
Stroker. Thank you. Right. You're the best, brother.
Don right, Strock bye-bye. Joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. By the way, the link for the golf tournament is on the Joe Rose Show Twitter page, my Twitter page, and the 560 The Joe WQAM Twitter page as well if you're interested in getting in there. God, the nose thing to me. On the sideline? Just, wait, you know what? I want to go back a little, I want to rewind a little bit more than that. What was it, the Blackwood brother that was holding the weight down? To open
yes.
up the shoulder?
The Blackwood brothers didn't miss a snap.
God.
Lyle's not in town. Glenn's up making, still making a ton of money up in Palm Beach and still going strong.
Can you imagine hearing a story like that about like the locker room today?
People go, they never, you know, the Blackwood brothers, the way they hit the Bruise brothers, they used to call them,
right.
They go, they never get hurt. I go, yes, they do. Nobody lived with more Kane brothers than the two Blackwood brothers. We got to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A break. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back here as Don Strock, man.
Story time with Strock.
The best.
Might be my favorite time.
The best. Just really worked well right next to Coach Shula with everything for mentoring young quarterbacks to especially Dan Marino, but also just worked great next to Coach Shula. And when he came in, he had seen everything, and he was good to go. When he did come in and clean up some David Woodley stuff for people to remember, he was Mr. Reliever, man. He came in, had a great game plan. He'd even tell you how to run the route. He would tell you, like, look, I've been watching over here. This is before they had all the technology.
Right.
So whatever he was watching from the sideline, it wasn't what I was watching. You know, he was like, hey, guys jumping on everything to the outside. The inside's going to be wide open. And he would do that, and he goes and great at looking guys off and coming back and, you know, looking somebody off one way and going the other, which, you know, is like first thing quarterbacks got to learn. Like, no matter how good you are, you can't look at your target where you're going to throw it.
Stare at the guy.
You got to look at the safety. Look the safety off. You hear that all the time. Look the safety off. Look the safety off. But those stories. Listen, I love all that stuff, but behind-the-scenes stuff. And I will tell you, Glenn and Lyle Blackwood – not the biggest guys in the world. For anybody who remembers the Blackwood brothers playing.
Tough sons of you know what.
But behind the scenes, nobody took more of the Kane brothers than they did.
Kane brothers.
They were the Kane brothers. But when we didn't even have the decency to take him in inside and least where nobody could see it, instead tell a bunch of guys circle around him, we have to do something we don't want the fans to see, and I could see guys getting lightheaded watching it.
I'm sure,
because we got guys don't like needles. Like, there's people. I'm not calling anybody out. Mark Duper.
No, don't call anyone out.
Dupe had a sprained ankle, and I watched him work on him. God bless Mark Duper. We were playing the Colts, Indianapolis Colts, and he was in there. I was on IR, shoulder thing, and was watching. And I was going, I just went through all this stuff with the doctor, and I'm watching him. He's working him hard. Like, hey, you know, just this little shot, you'll be back to normal. And it didn't have to do whether he was hurt or not. He didn't like needles.
Right.
Like certain guys,
a lot of people don't like
them. Right? A lot of guys will pass out, you know, with needles. And he had watched maybe a little bit walking by of how deep that needle would go down to get between the numb areas underneath. And I got to tell you, I was proud of him. Like, so, you know, doctors got to go tell him, hey, he won't take the needle to the coach. So he comes out, and I walked out with him. And I said, man, I'm proud of you, man. That was one game. He was back the following week, right. But he just – had a sprained ankle but it wasn't from lack of pressure from the medical team.
God, I just can't imagine.
We don't like to say the guy's name. And again, the guy's been gone. He's passed for years now. I do wonder, do you ever wonder though, for everybody out there, and just maybe kind of an inside one for old Dolphin players listening or people that were with the organization or in the medical field that knew that doctor. I'm not calling him dead doctor or anything like that.
That doctor.
There's no reason. But like, I always wonder when you do something and you know it's wrong and you know it can hurt somebody in the long run. I do kind of wonder, does any of that bother you when you would tell them, you know,
disagree.
There'll be no long term, and John Geisler's the one, like John literally was on crutches and played, and he didn't practice during the week, and by then, you know, by playing a full game, I mean he did it. I don't want to say it was all season, but he did it for most of the season,
for half the season, Joe.
And he'd go out there and just watch and see what they wanted for the game, and then he go out and play. And I always wonder, I know. I didn't know a lot, and I figured everything else could heal. But the knee, shooting into the knee.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, that guy got a lot of degrees to become a doctor. I think he went to Duke. And I always wonder, when you go home at night or you're out having a nice dinner down in the Grove with your wife, I always wonder, do you ever think, you know, because you're the team doctor, do you ever know something's wrong back then, that something just didn't feel right about what I just told our left tackle?
I just think that the doctors were just about for every team, I'm sure, get the guy back on the field. That's all that matters. Don't worry about tomorrow.
So they do that, and then that's caused a trust problem
through
all these years for as good as the medical field is right now and the technology right now. Listen, we got guys coming back. Get your knee scoped and back in 2 weeks. We got guys coming back from the ACL. By the
Seven months.
I played, you had an ACL. If that guy did it, you were probably done. Your career was over in some cases. And again, I'm not saying his name. I'm just saying whoever that guy was. But, yeah, man.
Wow.
I don't know. Anyway, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Speaking of the Miami Dolphins, Kyle Crabb's going to join us. We'll talk to him, Dolphins Wire, break some stuff down, offensive line stuff, how guys are playing. We'll get into all that. That's next. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.